Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. In case you missed it a moment ago, yes, all clear at the courthouse. Roads are back open, confirmed both from ECSO and from PPD, so that's all good news. And, you know, as Mike said, a lot of times these things just turn out, most of the time these things just turn out to be nothing. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us on a Thursday. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, well, let me tell you something. I live in Gulf Breeze, and I keep hearing a lot of emergency vehicles responding and probably going to that Garson Point fire. So, I mean, it has, you just hear them constantly. So, you know, although they say that 60% contained, it sounds like there's maybe a press to, you know, contain a little bit more. So I do hear a lot of emergency vehicles right now.
Gotcha. You also have a story in the paper today about the fishing upgrades. Is that right?
Yeah. So we've been hearing about these fishing upgrades, and then at the Monday meeting, city council members were given some of the designs that were made by Baskerville Donovan. It's not all the way complete, but they showed like kayak launches, a place for an ice machine, a fishing a fish cleaning station that they're going to have down at Shoreline Park. Also, some upgrades that are going to be over at Woodland Park, including restrooms and the kayak launch there. It's going to be really, really nice. So this, most of this money is coming from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Very good.
And this was a grant that they got for fishing upgrades. So very, very good.
We'll take that. Oriole Beach Boat Ramp is getting some upgrades.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. American Rescue Plan money is giving a lot of things that are going to be happening in the South End. One of them is the Oriole Beach Boat Ramp. And if you are a boater, you know that that needs to be done very, very much. So that's going to be one of the good things that comes out of it. But also a lot of road paving, a lot of other events. So thank goodness for the American Rescue Plan, because that's going to be something we really, really need.
You know, it's funny, but, you know, people who don't think kind of like at a 30,000-foot view about these things, it's real obvious. If you close down the boat launch over there on the park that's on the 3 mile bridge, which is not available, you're going to shuffle more traffic to the other ones. And so the other ones that were already busy are going to get accelerated decrepitude because they're overuse, and it's going to cause other problems. So, you know, these are all, you know, all byproducts, so to speak, of the one thing. And of course, the popularity of boating. You guys have a story about Spring Fest, which the makeup date is Saturday. Is that right?
Makeup day is Saturday. And I think the weather is going to be great. So looking forward to that. They're going to have entertainment. There's so many activities for the kids. I mean, there's bounce houses. There's rock climbing walls. There's, you know, like all these demonstrations. Lots of things for the adults. There's going to be bands playing from 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock. We're going to have all kinds of little browsing. You can look at all the vendors. They're going to have, I think, food, beverages. I mean, it is a really fun day. It's sort of like the old-fashioned, you know, community, you know, go together like a fair kind of a situation. And also at 8 o'clock, you're going to have a really fantastic fireworks display. So try to be there for that fireworks display. Yes.
And that will be going on at the same time throughout the day, as we have the Saturday is also Derby Day, right? Are you a dress up for Derby Day gal?
Well, I'm actually going to a Derby party tonight.
Oh,
so I'm excited
nice.
About that. Yeah, too many things happening on Saturday.
Do you have a big hat?
Yeah, Derby. So I do have a big hat. Yes.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that. But I have a friend who is a Kentucky native, Louisville native, and she has told us all about how it's celebrated in Louisville and how you know, what the correct pronunciation is and how to, what you drink on this date versus this date and the races. And we have lots of recipes. It's going to be really fun. I mean, if you really want to enjoy the Derby, you know, and have a great time with it. So look at the paper for that.
The closest I get to Derby participation is last night I had a mint julep, and my big hat, my biggest hat, say things like St. Louis Cardinals on them. So that's where we go. You got the land development code. The county's going to work on this Monday. It's going to be a nice short 8-hour meeting, right?
Oh, well, you know, there's so much contention about the land development and how we just are, you know, putting so many houses and not really protecting the land. So there is a workshop on Monday, May the 8th. Now, today, if you want to submit some input, today is the day, and you will contact Sean Ward. We've got his email address in the paper. So, but you have to do that by 12 o'clock today.
And you also
so do you have any ideas?
Oh, no, and there's going to be lots. Yeah, and this is – it is a lot. I mean, it's a lot, the land development code, to figure out because it's so hundreds of pages. And then last thing, good news note, girls volleyball, right?
Yes, our girls volleyball team won district, and this is their first year, and it's such a nice thing. I talked to Dr. Karen Barber the other day, and she was talking about how this is one of the things they did all these polling, asking the students, what do you want? And this was one of the things they wanted, beach volleyball, and they – brought it in, and now we won district.
I think that's amazing. That
so
is
yay for Dr. Karen Barber.
I know. What a great addition to the sports lineup in Gulf Breeze. That's fantastic. Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday. Great newspaper. Lisa, as always, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, I will see you in the breeze.
You bet. Candy now has got traffic on the fives.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So
for the next 6 minutes.
That's what it seems like, right? Be careful on the roads. A lot of accidents today. Copper Road and Davis Highway now showing an accident, but it looks like that may have been moved off to the side. I'm not showing a roadblock there. Chiefs Way, New Warrington Road near the BK and the Sonic on the west side of Pensacola showing an accident with no roadblock. Same thing downtown, East Chase Street, North 11th, as your North 11th Avenue, right before the 3-mile/General Chappie James Bridge accident, not showing a roadblock there. I am showing a roadblock on Gulf Beach Highway and Brigadier Street after an accident this morning. Very slow eastbound. Berry Hill Road, Glover Lane, street light out in Milton. So caution there. Fender Bender, Highway 29. This is northbound at Roberts Road. It's slow southbound on 29. Disabled vehicle on 87 South, just before South Lynn, off the roadway. So that shouldn't cause any problems. 29 in the Atmore Conoff and Molino showing an accident. So it's slow eastbound as you're getting onto 29 and eastbound. Boulevard and Navarre closed south of Coppell as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have something to add or a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when you're thinking about getting that next home or selling the home that you're in, you want to get a good realtor who's going to get you the best price and get the deal done quickly, ideally, right? And I always talk about Christina Leavenworth as a great sales agent, which is true, okay? She will get your house sold, possibly above list price, possibly in just a couple of days. That seems to be kind of a track record that she's got with the way that she's figured out how to do things, but also on the buying side, because you think, who would be in the best position to help buy a house? Well, it's somebody who knows what a buyer is or what a seller is thinking, right? What kind of offers are they likely to get? What kinds of things make a bid more appealing or less appealing? And she knows that cold because she knows the sell side so cold that she can really help you with the buying side, even on new construction. That's something that they've been able to do recently. So whether you're buying or you're selling, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Bands on the beach and the Blue Angel Air Show are just a few of the fun things that Pensacola Beach has to offer. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Robbie Schrock from the Santa Rosa Island Authority brings you up to date on all the happenings on Pensacola Beach. Get all the info you need for a fun and safe summer on Pensacola Beach. That's today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. This Saturday, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Tune in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, where guests Haley Lotz and Tricia Sheridan from Pensacola State College's Continuing Education Program will be on the show talking about enrichment courses for the community, courses like tennis and kids' college, and so much more. That's all today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10:30 with Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620. Online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
Analyze their attack, sir, and there is a danger. Should I have your ship standing by?
Evacuate? In our moment of triumph? I think you overestimate their chances.
It's almost weird to hear that without the, like, laser shot sound effects going on and the whistling TIE fighters and all that. You know, like, it's just the music. Why is it just the music?
Right.
Great kid. Don't get cocky. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And good morning. The suspect in that mass shooting in Atlanta was arrested yesterday. Authorities say Deion Patterson was captured Wednesday in Cobb County after an hours-long manhunt. And in that shooting, one woman was killed, four others hurt in a shooting that happened at a medical center. The death of a mentally disturbed man that was put in a chokehold on a New York City subway train has been ruled a homicide. Witnesses telling police that Jordan Neely was harassing other passengers on the train and making threats when a passenger who was also a former Marine put him in a chokehold for about 15 minutes. And the White House says they cannot confirm that Russia's accusation that Ukraine targeted the Kremlin with a drone attack. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said yesterday that the administration is aware of the report, but they haven't been able to confirm its authenticity.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I haven't been following this story much, but David, you still there? Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this Marine and the chokehold, 15 minutes, is that what you're telling me?
That's what they're reporting, yeah.
And the guy died, right? That was the...
Yes.
Okay. But I don't understand what chokehold takes 15 minutes. A chokehold takes about 15 seconds if you put it on properly. Like, I'm confused by the story. Do you know any more details about this? I don't. I mean, I get that, you know, if you're doing it wrong, I guess it can cause a guy to actually choke. Because, you know, a chokehold is not against the trachea. It's against the carotid artery. So
right.
I don't, it's a weird story. I don't understand.
Yeah,
I have questions. So
generally a chokehold would be much more effective than that. And so I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of other details as to why he was in the chokehold.
And
for
I mean,
that
you
long.
Know, this, you know, from all of the stuff you do,
so right,
you're,
right.
You're very knowledgeable about these things. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 824 on News Radio 92.3. Just sometimes the story catches me sideways. I'm like, well, I have a question about that. Doesn't make sense. What else do we have going on? Michelle Obama. Did you see this? Michelle Obama is launching. Well, it's not launching is not quite right. She's working with and launching a food company that's aimed at healthier choices for kids so that, you know, the kids can eat healthier things, which, you know, sort of in theory, and that certainly fits kind of, you know, with who she's been historically.
Let's move.
Right? That's always been her thing is, you know,
so
let's...
Brendan, you're not...
Let's get the kids doing healthy things.
Dessert is not a right.
Yeah, no, Michelle's had some statements about food over the years. It gives me a chance to play my old clips. just lots of them. But no, this is kind of interesting because she's going to come in with, like, drinks that are going to be healthier and lower in sugar, and therefore you have to assume that they're not going to be super popular. It's Plezi. We're trying to figure out the pronunciation of this thing. Capital P-L-E-Z with a small I, like iPhone in reverse. Plezi Nutrition, to market food and beverages for kids that are both tasty and healthy. Well, I'll tell you what, if it tastes like a Twinkie, it'd be good.
Dessert is not a... you know, a Twinkie is not a cigarette, you know.
I love all the things she said about this over the years. 4-pack of 8-ounce drinks. You follow me? Okay, so not a 12-ounce can, an 8-ounce can. So the little mini cans, I think those are 8-ounce cans, a cup, okay? 2/3 of a regular one is going to cost you $4. $1 a can for the little drink that doesn't have as much sugar and is supposed to be more nutritious. Are parents, is that going to be a thing that people are going to buy for their kids?
Rich ones.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the thing. Oh, I don't know where there's, I guess they're going to sell them at Target, which I guess that does kind of fit, but anyway, this is something she's not going to be like the main spoke, which I don't get because it seems like she would be the ideal person to have out in public because she was so known for all of the healthy stuff that she advocated.
My favorite food in the whole wide world are French fries.
And I loved her honesty.
Preach,
I always
appreciate
it.
I know, dude, same.
That's just true. We're all there.
I can get an amen on that.
8:26 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And amen. It looks like a lot of stuff is cleared up. 29 at northbound at Roberts Road. Still kind of slow in that area, but just usual congestion at traffic lights, I imagine. But that's been cleared up. New accident, Navarre Parkway and Sunrise Drive. Not showing a roadblock there. 29 in the Atmore Cutoff in Molino. Still slow as you're getting onto 29, but not as bad. So it looks like that's been cleaned up too. Ace Bay Boulevard, of course, and Navarre still closed. Just south of Coppell Drive as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. And if you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's hear it for vegetables. Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo! Woo! Let's hear it for fruits. Woo! Yeah! What, did I hear a boo?
Did I hear a boo?
P Ridge Connector
you
got
did.
More.
Yeah, that's the P Ridge Connector celebration was louder. Oh, I put it away. Dang it. All right, I'll give
here,
it a
I can
second,
do it for you.
But you know, don't want to lie. I don't want to misrepresent. No, I actually did yesterday when I was at the P Ridge Connector grand opening. Did have a chance to talk to former Commissioner Dave Peach.
So retired Commissioner Dave Peach, you're not in office anymore. What's this feel like for you, being such an instrumental part of getting this project started?
Well, it's always great to see things that take so long finally get done. And that's the thing folks need to understand is good things like this take time and a lot of effort from folks. And you're still seeing that with other projects that we got going when I was in office that are going to be happening for years to come. So, you know, you could fix the potholes tomorrow, but when you plan and do major improvements that are going to last a lifetime, it's great to see it. And I'm so proud of Sam for pulling this off. And I was more than happy to support him all I could to get it done.
I think just from the perspective of what this opens up for it, infill density development, it's a huge bonus. You know, I'm sure people who bought in one location before they thought this was going to exist, and now all of a sudden, like, oh dang, if I'd have waited 2 years, right? But this is a huge bonus for opening up unusable, developable land right in the heart of Santa Rosa County's kind of, you know, growth spot, right?
Exactly. I mean, the industry's coming. You know, I'm working with folks every day about bringing more things here. So I'm still working for not for Santa Rosa County, but on behalf of to bring in those high paying jobs and those careers for the students and things. So I'm staying tight with education and industry to try and help improve all I can, because this is our community and I want to make it better.
Well, thanks for the time, sir, and thanks for the service.
My pleasure, Andrew. Good to see you.
And I did drive it yesterday, put the video up on Facebook. It's very easy. It's a big, wide, four-lane divided highway, first for the county. The other ones are all state roads. It's going to have lights on all the way from the top to the bottom. When they get done, FPL's got it halfway up to the roundabout, which it does have a two-lane roundabout. Which is different and interesting. And, you know, yesterday, that part wasn't even open because the side road that goes off the roundabout is not open yet. So basically the roundabout is, right now, you're just driving through it and getting to the other side. You're not making a turn off of there. One thing I will say is the celebration at the ribbon cutting was, I will describe as muted.
Yeah. Here, can I try something?
Yeah,
let's hear
on.
It for vegetables. How about fruits?
Let's move. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is spending a couple of days in Texas ahead of an expected migration surge when pandemic-related asylum restrictions end in a week.
Mayorkas is expected to visit the Rio Grande Valley today and tomorrow to review Border Patrol and ICE planning, as well as meet with staff, local leaders, and law enforcement.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Jurors at former President Trump's battery and defamation trial in New York City hear more of his taped deposition today.
Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll, a former columnist who claims the former president raped her in a Manhattan department store in the 90s, played about half an hour of excerpts of the deposition in court on Wednesday. In it, Trump calls the allegations made up and says the incident never happened. Attorneys for the former president, who has not attended and will not testify, say they will not call any witnesses.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Closing arguments in that case are expected on Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 71 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola. Beautiful morning. Well, there was a brief scare this morning at the Escambia County Courthouse. Of course, those deputies were called out to investigate a suspicious package just after 7 o'clock this morning. That did cause the courthouse to be briefly closed and nearby roads to be shut down today. But that has all been cleared now, and those roads have now reopened. A 26-year-old man was killed in a fatal hit-and-run crash in Walton County on State Road 20 yesterday. Florida Highway Patrol says the victim was walking on the road when he was hit by a black Nissan Titan. The truck didn't stop and continued west on 20. If you have information on that, contact FHP. After deliberating for about an hour and a half, an Escambia County jury found a man guilty of killing his grandmother's boyfriend. This happened back in 2020. According to the News Journal, 22-year-old Denotica Pearson was found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder in the death of Erskine Ware. Pearson wasn't in the courtroom during that trial. Instead, he was watching in another room on Zoom after a series of explicit outbursts on Monday. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Well, in anticipation of a new campus opening this fall, Baptist Healthcare hosting a job fair this month. It'll be held May 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn on Airport. They've got several available positions: RNs, medical assistants, receptionists, accounting, radiology, physical therapy. If you would like more information on the job fair or a complete list of available openings, check out their website, joinbaptist.org. The submissions in the search for a three-dimensional welcome sign on the Pensacola side of Three Mile Bridge have been narrowed down by the city's selection committee, although work is still underway to determine whose design will end up greeting folks as they cross the bay.
And knowing that that was the complication, because we thought that at the end game, the finished product is going to be much more a reflection of our city than just putting the word Pensacola on a sign.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says the next step is sitting down with the artists to go over the details of their designs. They also have some engineering issues to work out and still have to get an easement from the property owner. Well, Florida moving forward with a ban on classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity for students K-4 through 8th grades.
You see society coming at our children in a culture war that has an agenda to make them confused.
That's opposition to the bill there. Senator Jennifer Grawl, it was passed, the expansion to the parental rights and education law. Last year's bill covered students in kindergarten through third grade. After the House passed their version last month, the bill now heading to Governor Ron DeSantis for his signature. And the Prescription Drug Reform Act now signed into law. Governor DeSantis says prescription drugs are just too expensive here in Florida. He blamed that partly on pharmacy benefit managers not having enough accountability.
You see a lot of bureaucracy, red tape, and people are making money off this system that aren't really providing value to the system.
And the governor says the new law empowers consumers through increased choice among pharmacies. He also says it'll create transparency in drug price increases. The bill bans PBMs from mandating that consumers use a mail order pharmacy. 835 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a check on our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Not as bad. A lot of stuff has been cleared up. Avalon northbound from I-10. Right lane closed from the old golf course, the old Moores golf course, but about half a mile. That's due to construction. And thank you for texting that in. Navarre Parkway, that is Highway 98 and Sunrise Drive, showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock. Slow in that area. Watch for emergency crews on scene. 29 northbound at Roberts Road. That has been cleared up. 29, the Atmore cutoff in Molino near the Tom Thumb. There was an accident, and it looks like that has been cleared up as well, but still a little slow eastbound near the Thumb. And East Bay Boulevard in Navarre closed just south of Copple Drive as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. And that'll be going on through the month. 437-1620. We have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
More beautiful weather in store for today with a few more clouds building in as we head into the evening hours. Highs today in the low 80s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 60s. As we go into Friday, we will have a small chance at a few stray showers later in the day. 20% chance of rain on Friday. Highs still in the 80s. Friday night, temperatures dropping into the 60s, and a small chance of rain continues as you go into Saturday and Sunday. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, again, beautiful, beautiful morning, 71 degrees, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 64 in Milton. And your money now this morning. The Dow down this morning, 68.79 at 33.345.45. The S&P 500 down 10.26 at 4,080.49. The NASDAQ down 28.90 at 11.996.43. The Federal Reserve hiking interest rates again yesterday, this time by a quarter point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell made the announcement yesterday.
Inflation pressures continue to run high, and the process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go.
And it's the 10th hike just this year, part of a larger effort to curb inflation. Powell did say that the stream of hikes may pause after the collapse of three different banks. Most Hollywood productions have now come to a halt as the Writers Guild voted to strike this week. The union says they're looking for higher minimum pay and more writers per show, among other demands. Conditions, it says, have been diminished in the content boom of the streaming era. And Apple's high-yield savings account attracted just shy of $1 billion in deposits in the first 4 days of its launch. That, according to a Forbes report, Apple launched a high-yield savings account last month as more consumers are looking to take advantage of the high interest rate environment. It is 8:37. Your next news at 9. Breaking news whenever it happens. I'm David Wayne. This is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
April showers bring May savings at Beret Jewelers. We're ringing in spring with special deals on your shining favorites during Beret's Blooming Blowout Sale. Save up to 70% on select pieces May 5th through May 31st. From top designers to beautiful bridal jewelry, you'll find something to love. So hurry into shop and save up to 70% off during the spring sale of the season. All month long at Beret Jewelers.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Goodbye.
All right, it is Star Wars Day when talking, sort of talking Star Wars all day, because we're two giant nerds, right? I mean, that's just basically true.
Medium size.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
No, I'm big.
We're both big gulps and nerds.
Big nerds, right.
So my question for you, easy question, you're going to have an answer, 437-1620, unless you've never seen Star Wars, in which case, shame on you, go do your homework. What's your favorite vehicle? Now, vehicle is an all-encompassing term.
Yes.
Anything you get in that moves qualifies, right? So there are a lot of possible answers to this question, 437-1620. If you want to give me a why, that's fine. I was trying to think, like, would there be a specific way to phrase this? Like, if you could permanently have it, if you could drive it for a day, you know, like what, you know, but I'm just tell me your favorite, you know, just tell me your favorite. 437-1620. I think there is an obvious, over-the-top, clear number one answer to this question that everybody's going to give. I don't think that's the best answer to this question. Because the obvious answer is what?
Is the TIE Fighter.
Wait, whoa. What? Now?
What?
The TIE Fighter.
What are you talking about?
The Millennium Falcon.
Oh, the Millennium Falcon. Oh, my God. Yes, the Millennium Falcon. I totally...
I'm like, are you high?
Well, because you're saying your vehicle. I thought, okay.
But hear me out. The Millennium Falcon...
All right, Millennium
The Millennium
Falcon.
Falcon's a problem vehicle. It's always breaking down. You're always working on it. It's always getting damaged. It never is, like, the decisive destroyer of anything. You know, all it does is, you know, knock one of the TIE fighters out so Luke can make the shot. I mean, the X-Wing is the kill shot on the Death Star. So, you know, the Millennium Falcon is, like, your friend's beater. It's a great source of fun and plot, and it's, like, your favorite old station wagon that your mom sold when you were five without telling you, personal story. But it's, you know, but...
There goes my hoopty.
I know. It is. The Millennium Falcon is a hoopty. It absolutely is. Okay. Now, you're going to say the TIE Fighter is your answer?
No, that's not my answer. I'm saying my answer is the AT-AT.
Oh,
the all-terrain armored transport.
But would you want to take that to the store?
No, I just want to... There's certain people that need to be, you know, stomped on. I mean, I'm not with the Imperial Ground Forces, but I wish I were sometimes. Well, yes, they do need to be gotten.
Yeah.
But no, I would totally take that to the store. Are you kidding? Yeah, I live on the west side, so I'd be like, clop, clop, clop. I'd help with traffic. I'd let people ride with me.
I'll park right in front on top of all 18 of these Priuses.
I would be fun. I would help the E-Cat. Yeah, that they need help because they're amazing.
The AT-AT is a...
The
AT-AT.
The E-Cat.
Listen, Empire minus AT-AT is a movie probably not worth watching.
That's true.
I mean, that's just sad to say, but true. All right, let's get some of these texts in here, 437-1620. Somebody here says the Death Star would be your vehicle of choice.
I'm going to change my answer.
That's your daily driver, the Death Star.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's hop in the Death Star and go to work. Where do I park? Anywhere on Palafox you like. 437-1620, 437-1620. My favorite vehicle from Star Wars is a skateboard?
Oh, yeah. Where he, you know what I'm thinking of?
Back to the Future.
Future, 100%.
Okay, we're going to move on.
I know Craig Heinzman's favorite vehicle. This is not a joke. It's a Tauntaun. Did you see his Halloween costume that year?
Oh, no, but that sounds fantastic.
He looks like he's riding a Tauntaun. His feet are the legs of the Tauntaun.
Oh, I love
and he looks
that.
Like it's the best costume I've ever seen.
Guts out or guts in?
Guts in.
Yeah, but if you had a little flap.
Yes, I know.
That would make it even better.
He is a pastor of Marcus Point. He has some classic grace.
Stick your hand in my Tauntaun guts. Like, you know, you put a bunch of cold spaghetti in there. It'd be funny.
We got to do that for Halloween this year.
All right.
Mary Hoxing won't get it, but we will.
All right. Somebody here says Chewbacca is my favorite when he lugs C-3PO around in Empire as a vehicle for transportation. Okay, I see where you're coming from.
In a little backpack.
We got another one in here who wants the Death Star. I'm now concerned about our audience. Somebody here says, I'd ride with Candy. Whatever
Barbara,
she's
I will
riding.
Come over and grab you. That'll be like great. That. We can ride in our AT-AT all around
the
town.
The speed bike. I assume you mean like the Endor speeders for the Stormtroopers?
Of course, that's what he means.
Okay. Hear me out. Hear me out. Awesome vehicle. I feel like the way what would happen is you get in that and you die. I feel like it's too much. It's just too much. It's super awesome. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like you take it out first time and you die in a big redwood. I mean, just everybody. Anybody who drives
because
them
dies. They do go so fast,
right? Just hard to process at that. I'm more like, you know, the land speeder, you know? Just because I think at that speed I could survive. But I'm sure if I got on the speed bike, I'd be dead within moments.
There's a guy that drives a boat car around here.
Oh,
you've
seen
that.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
I know.
And
he is
so nice. He always waves and lets you take pictures. That reminds me of that land speeder.
I love
I'm always
that.
Like, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Craig, by the way, texts and says he still has it.
It is the best costume I have ever seen in my life.
Also,
I love
he says
it.
He wants to ride in Grogu's Assassin Droid. Oh. Wow. Deep cut.
You could tell all the people that didn't have friends growing up around in Pensacola. Me
what
included.
Do you, mean?
You included.
What do you
Craig
mean?
We
just had really good VCRs. I don't know what you're talking about. 4, 3, 7, 16 okay, so this is, can I super nerd on top of our super nerd discussion?
If you can.
I cannot explain why this is true, but it just is. I used to watch Star Wars before school on fast forward just to kind of watch it.
Just to get you hyped up. That's cool.
Oh man, I feel like there's two things just happened. For 90% of the people, their impression of me just like took a little dip, just maybe a big dip. And for like the other, like what did I say, 95%, the other 5%, they're like all bowed down.
My first Halloween costume when I got to choose was a C-3PO, the plastic mask.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so yeah. I think I had
a Chewbacca.
Star Wars.
I think the old, like the elastic that would break the first time you used it kind of masks.
Mm-hmm. Right, no, right,
exactly,
right. I had that. As we take a look around the area, there's a bunch of accidents this morning. Now, most of this has been cleared off. Avalon northbound from I-10. Now, the right lane is closed from the Moors, the old golf course, for about half a mile for construction. Navarre Parkway, Sunrise Drive, showing an accident, but moved off to the sign, which is good news. And East Bay Boulevard, Navarre, closed just south of Coppell as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We got a text in from other equally super nerd people. Jin Jarns N1. That's the kind of looks like the a pod racer, sort of, but it's got that flat body shape with
the
two engines.
I forgot about the pod racer, yeah.
Yeah, pod racers are a good answer to this. Somebody's like, I want to ride in that sand crawler with the Jawas. I mean, dude.
Come on, we're going to jump in my AT-AT and go to town.
We're going to go fast. We're going to get there not at that speed. The Star Destroyer, you didn't get anybody to say that, an Imperial Cruiser. How about Boba Fett ship?
Oh, right.
I love that one. And this is just weird personal preference. I always was a big fan of Princess Leia's ship. I don't even know how you say it, Tantive or Tantive, whatever, but that one in the very beginning, it's the one that gets chased by the Star Destroyer. I always thought that one was pretty cool. So there you go. And one last entry here, and this is you're gonna feel sad that you didn't think about this before, okay? Not the Y-Wing, that's cool. Not Jabba the Hutt sail barge, that's cool.
I thought about that too, yeah.
Okay, but this is one where as soon as I say it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. Because when you saw this movie, this was the vehicle that made you the most excited. Maybe even more so than the AT-AT. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Snowspeeder. Right?
Yes.
I know. 848 here on News Radio 92.3.
All the hard-hitting questions. You're absolutely right.
I'm Andrew McKay.
It's a fun memory drive.
Your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we navigate through the rising cost of energy. That's today at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Hi. I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I felt a great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced. I fear something terrible has happened.
No, Not to continue the theme, but I did get, I think, the best text of the day in from a friend who said, I wouldn't die on the Stormtrooper's speeder bike because I would have an Ewok for an airbag.
That's genius and gross at the same time. And I love the person that sent you that text.
That's the best thing
I did
I've
not
ever
know they saw Star Wars.
I love it.
I love you.
Oh,
that's
it makes
awesome.
Me feel so bad for laughing at that so much, but it's such an awesome answer. 437-1620, 437-1620. You heard me talk about this a little bit yesterday. This is one of those times where technology let me down, man. You know, technology let me down. We were talking yesterday about the writer's strike and how they're chanting these completely uninteresting chants. Yeah, that's good. And
What do we want?
Contracts. When do we want it? Now. Well, it's them. It's a plural. You're a writer. You should know this. Anyway, so their chants are terrible. And I said, look, if you're going to be the writers and go on strike, what you ought to do is be proving that you're creative, that people need you, that your work product, like make me laugh, put me on your side. Like the problem with protesters so much of the time is they don't know how to get people on their side. They know how to alienate people, like lay down in the middle of traffic. Oh, good. That's really going to persuade people. No, it's really going to piss people off. No. So what you want to do is you want to get people on your side. If you could have, like, just think if the writer's strike were entertainment, and then they could show those on TV and, you know, on the news, and you could be laughing along with the writers. God, these writers are great. Their genius is amazing. And then when they make the point, like, you can't replace us with AI, you know, and you ought to pay us more, we're an essential, then you'd be like, yeah, we're for you. Instead, we got these super boring chants and very, like, just the drivel of the protest chant world. And people had texted in yesterday and said, Andrew, you ought to ask ChatGPT if it can come up with better chants. Well, I tried during the show yesterday, and I was so irritated because ChatGPT was down. It was taking a break or something for a while. Maybe it was on strike. I don't know. But I finally did. I am not answering these questions because my pay is terrible. I need perks. Ho, ho. Yeah. So I asked, I managed to get it working later on in the evening, and I said, okay, dear ChatGPT, I didn't put that in, but I did say please. I don't know why I say please to ChatGPT.
Because you're polite,
I can't turn it off, right? Please generate some pithy or funny. Yeah, I can. Please generate some pithy or funny chants to use if you are a Hollywood writer on strike on the picket line. You know, I was curious to see what I'd get. And so ChatGPT, who's always so polite, sure. Here are a few. Hey, hey, ho, ho, writer's block has got to go. That's already better than anything I heard watching the video. What do we want? Better pay. When do we want it? Yesterday. At least that rhymes. Like, that's cute. Let's see. Some of them are not the greatest. We're tired of being lowballed. We want our fair share. Writers unite and show them we care. Yeah. I feel like a little bit like it's, summer camp for the brown shirts. They came up with some of these chants that are not so great. But here, we write the lines that make the actors shine. So why are we getting paid in pennies and dimes? You know, it's okay. We may be quiet behind the screen, but without us, your movies are just a dream. Still better. Still better than the humans. Hollywood, hear our plea. Pay us more. Run strike, can't you see? Without us, you've got no plot. Without us, you've got squat. I would love to hear that from the humans. We're on strike. We're not writing until our wages are just an inviting.
That's a little wordsy, but yeah, still better.
Yeah, he's a little verbose. Okay, ChatGPT is not as pithy as I would hope for, but...
No.
I'm just saying, our words are our power, our stories our might. Pay us our dues, it's only right.
Better.
See, and look, in fairness to the writers, who round one goes to ChatGPT, I mean, clearly. But they can come back today, and if they're striking again, they should really take this to heart and show me some of that world-class creativity. Entertain me, you know? Do it. I think you'd probably get more people on your side. And I'm actually on their side. I think, generally speaking, their concerns are fair, but... 437-1620, 437-1620. If you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors. You hear Dave Ramsey talk about them. I talk about them. And it's not just like how they do business and they're great and all that. It's all just like the philosophy behind the kind of cars they sell. Because, you know, Dave Ramsey's thing is like, you know, don't buy the new car, right? And don't buy a beater either, not necessarily. But, you know, what you want to do is you want to buy a car that's a relatively new. I mean, at the first, you might want to buy a really low end. But, you know, eventually you want to get to a place where you can buy a car that's a year or two old and then drive that one into the ground. You know, which I know. I've driven a Honda Accord to 330,000 miles. My current Civic has, I don't know, I think it's 185 or 90, something like that. We took a Grand Caravan that we bought when our first child was born, and that's what we replaced with the Odyssey. But that car was 15 years old at the time, and we just drove it and drove it and drove it. That's how we do. And so Frontier specializes in exactly that kind of car, like 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, in great condition and good prices so that you can buy it and never have to see them again for 15 years and then buy the next one. Now, if you want to trade it in a couple of years, I mean, you can do that too, but mostly that's what they specialize in. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, Candy, we're getting close to 9 o'clock. Is the traffic any better?
It's much, much better. Good. It looks like a lot of stuff has been moved off to the side. Avalon northbound from I-10. Now, the right lane is closed from the old golf course, the Moores Golf Course, which was great, for about half a mile due to construction. Navarre Parkway and Sunrise Drive showing an accident that's been moved off to the side. And East Bay Boulevard, Navarre, closed just south of Coppell as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. And expect that through the end of the month. They hope to have it open, weather permitting, by the beginning of June. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. This is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on you need Avalon, it's employing made easy. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh my God. I love our audience so much. You guys are the funniest. So I got a text in from a friend that says, oh, come on, man. Ewok lives matter. That's funny.
He's right. It I know. Funny. Absolutely.
But then this one, somebody says, talking about the Ewok airbag, I remember when I was small, like 6 years old, and there was no seatbelts. Remember the days, okay?
I'm too young, but yes.
You know, the Vista Cruiser, right?
Yes.
And my mother, every time there was a dangerous event, my mother would reach over and stop me with her arm.
Oh, like the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, right, because
sure.
That's what you did. That's your first reaction is you stop them.
Absolutely.
Now they're in a car seat in the back, so it's not really the same thing.
Okay.
But underneath her arm, that flab would slap me in the face, and I guess that was my airbag.
I could see that. It's a Batman. Oh.
Oh my God, we're just having fun today.
That is rich.
I love you guys so much. All right, 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? We're working on expanding the parental rights / don't slay gay. The critics say one, we say the other. Bill, that's going up to the 8th grade. It looks like that's going to happen. The lawmakers did pass the trans bathroom bill that says you have to go into the bathroom of your, it's so funny. Even I have learned to adopt some of this ridiculous gender anarchist language, your birth gender. It's just your gender. Your birth sex. It's just your sex. I said this bill has problems. The one thing about this bill that I like is they have they've reduced some of the implementation places for it. One of the negotiations in the final version of this bill is that it includes, for example, schools, colleges, universities, state and local government buildings, prisons and jails, public schools, private schools, not involved. An earlier version of the bill also would have applied to healthcare facilities and businesses like restaurants, but those were taken out of the final version. Which, again, if it's your business, you can run your business the way you want. And if you want to mix and match genders in your business bathroom, people make decisions about whether they want to patronize you or not. So that makes sense to me as a sort of a free market, you know, property rights kind of guy. Anyway, 437-1620, 437-1620, time for
Future News.
Future news. That's when we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, the Pea Ridge Connector. How many tickets? How many tickets this week?
Oh, this week? Zero.
Oh, hundreds.
Hundreds.
I think Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office is going to be out there. I've heard reports already.
It's a moneymaker?
It's 35.
Oh, I see, where people want to drive faster.
Yeah,
yes.
And so they're trying to send a message. I don't know how many tickets versus how many warnings, but certainly. Will the writer's strike start using more innovative slogans?
No,
unfortunately. Are we done with rate increases from the Fed?
No.
I'm going to say yes. I think we are going to be done with it. Scambia County Fire Rescue, that training facility, are we going to get that built for the maybe a couple million dollars on top of the $1 million that we got from the state? Yeah, that's good news. Actually, there's a lot of projects. I didn't get a chance to talk too much about all the money today, but there's a lot of them coming.
Oh,
Andy, thanks as always for a good show.
Sure, thank you. I love you.
I know.
You're listening to...